How can you tell us education is the key when you keep changing the locks? Election bells ring and care for the next generation is the song they sing. But behind those voices and brightening smiles are people who care nothing about the youth or future of a child. For students has been faced with mountains of stress, lecturers' voice consigned with every breath, trying to break down the walls caging in an education system that is long broken. But no matter the issues spoken, the only thing that has awakened is the government's appetite for greed. While the future of our nation bleeds, their pockets are always in need. Students strike like Israelites, marching for the fall of Jericho's walls, and universities fight for months with no answer to their calls. I am left totally horrified because politicians who ignore the voices for help are in turn helping themselves. Their children are studying in seas abroad, graduating overseas, and experiencing the pleasure of holding their dreams within their palms of their hands. But when it comes to the citizens of their own land, what is the plan? Nothing. Nothing at all. Nothing but excuses of funds not being in their reach. Failing to accept the truth before their eyes, the education system is on a demise. Conveniently blind so they can feed their own goals. I can give you 100 reasons why they refuse to fix the problem. Because 100 million and counting was wasted on a political agendas without any consideration for the next generation. Raising their glasses for a political toast. But what really hurts the most are the dreams of the youth burning to the ground. Realizing a sinking ship is where their education is headed. For no matter how much they beg, how much they cry, how much they ask the government to do the right by their side, the only response tossed back in their face is a chilling reminder of what is truly wrong with this country. Our educational standard won't rise to the level it should until politicians' kids are forced to attend public schools in our country. Even our so-called leaders are aware of how poorly they are running the country, which is why they send their kids to nations with real leaders. Our education system won't get better until we pass a law making it illegal for political officials to send their kids to study overseas. The fall of a nation isn't by the hands of civilians trying to make a way forward, but politicians and leaders whose character is that of a coward, only concerned with themselves abusing their power while their educational system slowly sinks under. I am S. Anthony. Peace.